Africa, a lack of awareness and resources prevents many children with autism from getting help. They are often stigmatized by their families and communities. Brigitte Kobena is the mother of an autistic child. During her reign as Miss Ivory Coast and Miss Congeniality World in recent years, she decided to make autism a central part of her platform, creating the Autism Community of Africa. She recently came to the Ivorian Embassy in Washington, D.C. to talk about her own son. She says he often sat in a corner at home, lost in his own world.
He was spinning objects. He would just look at, for example, a fan spinning, and he would go around and around. He would line up toys instead of, playing with them.
Kobena decided she wouldn't hide him away from society, regardless of his condition. Instead, she led by example. Soon, people noticed.
You know, I have a woman who came to told my mom, because I didn't see her. She went to my mom and she said, because of your daughter, I can take my daughter out. I'm not ashamed anymore, because we look at her and we say, this woman, she got this worldwide crown and she's not afraid of showing her son. So why should I hide mine?
Dawn Cooper Barnes is the wife of the Liberian ambassador in Washington. She is also the mother of a 19-year-old autistic boy. She says she finds many Africans are superstitious when it comes to autism.
Children in Africa living with autism may be thought to be possessed of evil spirits or bad omens.
She adds people just need to be better informed.
What we need is more information. What is autism? How does it affect children? What can we do to help children with autism? We need to dispel some of the myths that are surrounding mental illness and mental conditions in Africa.
For Jeff Sell, the vice president of the World Autism Organization, recent data on the prevalence of autism is alarming.
When my boys were born, it was 1 in 1,000. Now it's 1 in 100. So we have a worldwide epidemic. We have a worldwide problem.
There is growing awareness about autism in Africa and the need for treatment facilities. In Cameroon, for example, centers now provide specialized care for this developmental disorder. But Brigitte Kobena says many more facilities are needed. She hopes to build a new treatment center in her own country, Ivory Coast, with money raised during her event in Washington. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.